in the kloven. You could only cook for yourself, for your own purpose, and not for the purpose of the dogs. Divrei Rav Yosef Lili. This is what Rav Yosef Lili holds. So you see, according to Rav Yosef Lili, this is the way Rav Yehuda ben Boba held, that you're not allowed to cook for the purpose of a dog, or animals. Rav Yekiva, and Rav Yekiva says no. Afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. In the first pasuk of Achlav nefesh, in the whole nefesh, even for the nefesh, the soul of an animal, you're also allowed to do malachis, cook for the food for an animal on Yom Tov. In kein nifso matam odayim lachem, why does the pasuk end off with the word lachem mashma for you, and not for somebody else? See, Darshan Rabbi Kiva, lachem v'loy liyav tikachovim. You're not allowed to cook food on Yom Tov for a goy. A goy is worse than an animal. For the Gemara, why? Umar rayas the rabbis as a klovin. How come you say for the dogs you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov? Olahoyti yasayv dikachovim, but for a goy you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. What's the difference? So Gemara says in Svara Mar ban yesaklovin. Yes, I say for a dog, Rabbi Kiva holds, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Shem is a nice son olecha. Because it's like up to you. You have to feed him. If you own the dog, you have to feed him because you give him the food to eat. Omoitzi an yesayv dikachovim, and I exclude though goyim. Shame is a nice son olecha. It's not up to you to feed them. They can take care of themselves. So we're not talking about your effort where you own the goy. We're talking about stop cooking for goy. I'm cooking for Goy. Who asked you to cook for him? He could take care of himself. So therefore, when the Pasuk says Lachem for you and not for somebody else, like this is Rabbi Shimon Atamoni Svara and Rabbi Kiva Svara, that for a Caleb you are allowed to. Just for a Goy, they could take care of himself. Him, you're not allowed to cook or bake on Yom Tov. Oh, Malay Abaya the Rabbi Yosef. Abaya told Rabbi Yosef. Well, the Rabbi Yosef had Lila. According to Rabbi Yosef, Lili the Yoma that he says. Lochem v'loy leklovim, that you're not allowed to cook even for a dog, for animals on Yom Tov. If so, hani suflin l'chiyusay. The pits, Rashi says, it means garinin tomorrow. The pits of the dates. How do we give it to the animals on Yom Tov? L'chiyusay hechi shadin, how do we throw it to the animals be Yom Tov? In other words, once you say, not allowed to cook for them, so l'chura, you can't feed them, it's shablad like muksa, you can't give it to them. So Tais talks about here, Tais says, even though Tosha says, for sure you're allowed to feed animals on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, Tosha says, here we're talking about that really it's not edible the way it is right now. You have to really fix it up first. See, if you hold, you're allowed to fix it up on Yom Tov, it's very good, it's called an Eichel. But if you hold, you can't do malachas for a dog or an animal on Yom Tov, so it's not fixable right now, so why are you allowed to use it? Rechur Chiblad like Muksa, you can't use it, work with it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So how could you feed the dogs, the animals, with these pits on Yom Tov? So Gemara answers, Omalei hoyo v'chozi la'soka. You could use it for burning, for fuel, like you put these things in the fire, and it'll burn longer, and that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So therefore it's usable on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, teinach v'yavesh, that's very good, if they're dried out fig dates, or pits. For a tivusa ma'ik l'memba, when the pits are still wet, what can you say then? Omalei, he answered back, yishino, chozi lehese godol. It's still roi to make for a big fire. Because if you have the big fire, then even though you throw in wet pits, they'll dry up very fast and you'll still be able to burn them. They'll be used for fuel, so it's still usable on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, good. Teinach b'Yom Tov. This is very good on Yom Tov. Aber b'Shabbos ma'ikel meimer. What can you say on Shabbos? On Shabbos you can't throw it into the fire. You can't burn it on Shabbos. So what's it's not usable. So chur shabbat like muktzah. So Gemara says, mitatalinan lo agav rifta. The way you could pick it up is like tilt them in atzad. Have it, put the bread underneath it, let it be on top of a bread, and the bread you're allowed to hold, so on top of the bread you can hold this also. The Gemara says, look at the Shmuel, it goes like Shmuel Shita. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel holds, Oysa Odom Kol Tzarka V'Pas. A person is allowed to do whatever he wants with bread. Now, Tosfos says, really laved off anything. Of course, you can't throw bread on the floor, you can't be mavata the bread, you can't ruin the bread. But here you're not really ruining the bread. It's a question you're doing things with the bread. So Shmuel says you're allowed to do what you want with bread. Like here, you're allowed to put the pits on top of the bread and carry it with the bread. But to ruin the bread, that you're not allowed to. But it's not called a bizoyan oichel to the bread if you just use it for some purpose. So Gemara says a pligi. So Gemara says now, so therefore, according to Shmuel Zaitza, that's the way you have to carry the pits to give it to the animals only on top of the bread. Now the Gemara says a pligi de b'shur b'levi. So the machlokes is exactly what do you mean he's arguing. Rashi learns one way, which is a bissel shver, because Rashi learns the pligi. Rashi says here it means ha de rafuna d'liel d'yoma iloy avina rifti nuka. But he said before, if you could give over one piece of bread to the kid, it's mutter, he argues on this man the Yom, the Rabbi Shur ben Levi. We'll soon see. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Mizamnen et anokri b'Shabbos, you're allowed to invite over a goy to your house on Shabbos, v'yein mizamnen et anokri b'yomtif, but you're not allowed to invite a goy over to your house on Yomtif. Why not? Because on Yomtif that you're allowed to cook, we're afraid, gzera shemeyir v'bishriloi, maybe you cook some extra food because of the goy, and that you're not allowed to do on Yomtif. Mashenken at Shabbos, you can't cook, we're not afraid. Rav Acha Rav Yaakov Amar Filu b'Shabbos Nami Loi. Even on Shabbos you can't invite him over to the house. Mishum Shira Koisis. Because we're afraid the guy is going to have leftover. Let's say you give him to drink wine. The leftover wine in the cup is like muksa. We can't use it now. It's the Issa Yai Nesach. So since you won't be able to take the glass off the table of life's muksa, therefore don't invite him over. So Tosis learns the Shaila here, like you hold. The way Rashi learns the meat, it's a stira, as Rashi held that if you have pot for you, you could cook for the goyim also. Stira, so why can't you invite a goy over to the house? You cook for yourself, cook for the goy also. But Tyson before said, no, even Rav Huna held it's usur. It was only mutter in that case where the goyim, the food, belongs to the goy. And the only way he'll give you teeth from it is you cook 10 breads for him, then he'll give you one bread back. That's why it was mutter. But in the case where you're cooking just for the goy, of course it's usur. So then what are the Gemara saying, Pligi here? So the way Tosfos learns is a very good Hemshech on the Gemara. Before you said that according to Shmuel, you could put it on top of the bread and you could carry it. Here we see you can't even do that, because here it says the leftover cups of wine that the Goyim drank is like muksa, and you can't take it off the table, and you have no way of putting it on top of bread and carrying it through the bread. So you see, Yagas and Shmuel. So that's why you should not invite a Goy over to your house, even on Shabbos, because the leftover cups of wine will become muksa, you can't touch it. For the Gemara, Yehoshua, that's what you're afraid of, the leftover cups. The Danami, even our leftover cups, the Chur, we throw them out. It's me, it's you're not going to drink it anymore. So it should be Muksa. Someone says, no, the Dan Chazad Latana Gerlim. Our leftover cups, whatever's left in the cup, we just give it to the chickens. For the Gemara, the two Nami Chazad Latana Gerlim, even the Goyim's leftover cup, also throw it to the chickens. Like, even though it's me, it's disgusting for a person to drink it, but it's still Roy to give to the animals. We're talking about the leftover in the cup is wine. It's the Yayin Nesach. A Goyim touched it, drank from it. Therefore, it's also Bahano. So therefore, there's no way to give it to Tana Gerlim. But I call upon him, the wine is in the kais in the cup. So carry the cup, like it's a tiltum in that side. Milo Yom HaRova, didn't Rova say, Metaltlin Kinuna, Agav Kitmo, if you have a shovel, you're allowed to have on top of the shovel some ashes that's not muksa, and then you have some pieces of wood that's muksa. So you see, the afagab dikolei shivriyatsim, even though there are pieces of wood on top of the shovel also, but since in the shovel you have this dirt that Rashi says you were making before yomtiv, so it's not called muksa. So since you're touching the broken wood on top of the shovel, it's mutter. So here also, if you're holding the kais, even though inside the glass there's some yayin nesach, it should not be muksa. So Gemara says, "Hosom lavi suria noninu." Over there, the broken wood is not isuria no. True, it's muksa by itself. So, but since it's not so strong, the isur is not also to have any enjoyment from it. Muksa is mutter to have enjoyment from it. Therefore, if you have it on top of a shovel, you're allowed to touch the shovel. Abahocha here, we're talking about yayin nesach that's left over in the cup. It's also about no, what's left over in the cup. Therefore, since it's such a strong isur, isur hanom, therefore the cup also becomes like muksar, and you're not allowed to touch the cuss at all. Therefore, you cannot invite a goy over to your house, even on Shabbos. Oh, Malay Ravachim, Medifta Ravina, yes, the question to Ravina, for the heavy kagrasha rei, even if you invite the goy over, and what's going to happen, he eats and drinks, and what's left over in the cup of wine, it's yai nesach, so you can't touch it, you have to leave it there. The question is, it's disgusting now. That's that of graf shereya means the bowl that you're making. That since it's a disgusting thing, even though it's muksa, the rabbon will matter to take it out of the house. So anything that doesn't look very nice, it's disgusting, you're allowed to move. That's one of the term now. Let's say you serve eggs, and you serve nuts, and the shells, l'chura muksa, after you shell the egg. So how do you take it off the table? The Torah says the table looks so disgusting now, it's called a graf shereya. It's called something me, so you're allowed to take it off. Here also, there's leftover cups, it should be mutter to take off. Omele answered back, V'chi oisin graf shurei l'chatchila. Are you allowed to do this l'chatchila? True, if it was done already, something's disgusting on the table, you're allowed to take it away. But lechatchila to go bring a guy over to eat and to drink and to have something left over and later be matter because of the graf shereyu, that we don't do if you don't have to. As this time, if you want to eat, we can't tell you not to eat. So of course you're allowed to eat eggs, you're allowed to eat nuts. I afterwards you have the shell on the table, you want to take it off. That you're allowed to because you're allowed to eat. But here, who told you to invite the guy over? Better don't invite the guy over. So you won't have any leftover cups that will remain muksa because it's the ayness of leftover inside. You can't use it for anything. So Gemara says, Adabre Rava Lamashmuel. Rava was walking with Mashmuel, talking with him. For Darish Nedashin like this, that Mizamne Nesanachri B'Shabbos, you are allowed to invite a guy over to Yaltid on Shabbos. V'yei Mizamne Nesanachri B'Yomtif. But on Yomtif you're not allowed to. Because the Gzeira Shem Yirba B'Shvilei. Because on Yomtif that you could cook, we're afraid maybe if you invite him over, you'll cook special for him, and that's also. Mashenken on Shabbos, you can't cook anyway, so we're not afraid to cook for the guy. Mereinar umazutra. These two, Kiyavi Mikdalu, Nochri B'Yomtif, when they met a guy on Yomtif, Amrila, they said like this to him, Inichlocho b'maitit richelon, if you're happy with the food that I have already prepared in the house, in other words, I'm telling you right now, we're not going to cook anything for you, mutif, then you are allowed to invite the guy over. If you tell him like this beforehand, then we're not afraid you'll add something special for him. Viloi, but if you're not happy with what I'm going to serve you, you should know, I'm telling you right now, tirchi yisera daita didoch, lor tachinen, I'm not going to cook anything special for you. So since they told this to the guy, before the guy even came into the house, it was mutter, because this is like a hecker to tell, you're not going to do this, you're not going to cook now on Yom Tov for the guy. So in such a case, it's mutter to invite a guy over to the house, even on Yom Tov. All right, we'll stop here. We hold Daf Chof Aleph on the days. We'll start again. Start again from the first mission again. You're not allowed to heat up hot water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing your feet. Unless you're able to drink from the water also. In other words, you only hold this mutter do meleches eichel nefesh. What you want to eat on Yom Tov is mutter. But other things, it's awesome. So if you want to heat up the hot water for the purpose of washing your feet, it's only mutter if you're able to drink from it. The Torah speaks out, what do I care if it's royal ishtiyah? Beishama does not for me toich. So if you're only cooking it for wash yourself, why is there mutter? The Mishnah is talking about according to Beishama that you're cooking the water to drink the water. Just you're making more water also in order to wash your feet. But just for the purpose of washing your feet even would be also according to Beis Shammai. Ubeitilu matirin. Allah is according to Beitilu that you are allowed to make the hot water for washing your feet or your pun of Yodav Raglov because that's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. You have to have something that Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody enjoys it. So for washing your body, your face and your hands and your feet, that's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Mashenkin Tzai speaks out to wash for a shower, to heat up hot water for a shower to wash your whole body, that's also even according to Beitilu. Because it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Oysa Oda Medura U'metzchamin Kenegdoi. Who are then you're allowed to make, like, burn the wood in order to get heat, to heat yourself up. According to Beis Hillel, that's also called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody needs it. When it's nice and cold outside to warm yourself up, that's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Devastabaram Taisha says that. Well, Beis Hillel Matirin, V'davka L'raglav, only to heat hot water to wash your feet, Taisha says. Avu L'chol Gufoi. If you want to heat up hot water on Yom Tov to take a hot shower, it comes out it's also to take a hot shower on Yom Tov. Well, Moedid Yosef, the Dover Hashav L'chol Nefesh Binin, V'zeh Reine Royal of Nayodim Munogim, only people that are Mufunik, that are very sensitive, they have to take a shower. Av Yodav Raglev Shav L'chol Nefesh. So, I'm not sure, L'maisa L'alocha, what it is today, but I call upon them saying, the Mishnah is Meduyik, according to Vesilu, you could only wash up that water for your feet, or for your face. But for the whole body, that's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Zman is there, I'm not sure. Fight Iboy Elihu. Hai Medura Man Ketonilo. That's what the Mishnah says at the end, you're allowed to make a burn wood in order to get some heat to warm yourself. Who is it going like? Divri Hakolhi. Does it go even according to Beis Shammai? V'shanelu l'Beis Shammai ben ha'noyes kol gufoi la'noyes ev rechud. That maybe here to heat up the whole body, maybe here Beis Shammai is mekel.
No, it only goes according to Beis Hillel. You could warm up, burn the wood in order to warm up your body. But according to Beis Shammai, loy shonelu, there's no difference. Whether cooking up hot water for washing your feet or burning wood to heat up your body, it's also according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is only oichol nefesh, what you want to eat. That's what you could cook on Yom Tov. But not for eating purposes, you can't. So Toshima, that Beis Shammai Yemen, Beis Shammai says clearly, lo yase odem medura v'yeschamim kenegdoi. You're not allowed to heat up wood to cause heat, to warm yourself. You can't do it on Yom Tov. No, that's not called oichol nefesh. It's also according to Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel matir, Beis Hillel holds no. It's shovel l'chol nefesh. Everybody needs it when it's nice and cold. You need some heat, so it's called shovel l'chol nefesh. So they still hold mitoch shut l'tzorech oichol nefesh. Hutru na mishlo l'tzorech oichol nefesh. But providing there's some tzorech, and it has to be a tzorech of kol nefesh, everybody needs it. So this is something everybody needs. Right. Shloisha dvarim, three things. Rabbi Gamliel machme k'divrei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Gamliel was machme like Beis Shammai shita. What are these three things? Ein toim din esachamin l'chatchila b'yom tif. On Yom Tov, you could not make hatzmona. You can't like wrap around something that's hot to keep it hot, to retain the heat. You can't do it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why not. The ein zeikvin es hamnura b'yom tif. A menorah that fell down and came into pieces, you're not allowed to put it back to pieces again on Yom Tov. It's like binyan, you're building it. The ein oifin pitin geritzin. You can't bake big fat breads on Yom Tov. We'll see in the Gemara. The maskonah is mishum tircha. So much of a bother to do it on Yom Tov. Elerikikin, you're only allowed to make thin bread, thin matzahs or thin bread, but not very thick. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel said, Miyameyim, Shabbos Abba, from the times of my father, Lo hayu oifin pitin geritzin elerikikin. We taka did not bake on Yom Tov very big wide bread, but rather only nice thin bread. Amru loy, manas lebeis avichu, what can we say about your father's house? Shayu machmirin alatzman, they were machmir upon themselves. Abu Mekilam l'chol Yisrael li'oifin pitim geritzin v'charorim. That for the rest of Klai Yisrael used to talk and say the locheries you are allowed to bake even thick bread. Just they themselves were machmir k'divrei Beis Shammai to say it's too much of a tircha, too much bother to bake this bread. Therefore, they did not bake thick bread. It was too much of a bother. We'll see in the Gemara more about these things. So the Gemara, heichi domi. What are we talking about that he did not make hatmona? If he had a hot soup on Yom Tov, when he took it off the fire, he did not wrap a towel around it to retain the heat. If vice versa, we're talking about now on Yom Tov, let's serve Yom Tov avadu mutter. No, usually Yatzimon you don't do for Yom Tov, you do it for the next day. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about that Friday is Yom Tov, and tomorrow is Shabbos. So you want to make Hatzimon now on Yom Tov, that the food, the soup should stay hot for Shabbos. So you're making Hatzimon today and Friday to cover Shabbos. So it depends. If the person made an Erev Tavshilin, my time of the Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai say to us? If you made an Erev Tavshilin, it should be Mutter. If he did not leave an Erev Tavshilin, my time of the Beis Hillel, so why is it only us according to Beis Shammai? Even Beis Hillel should also agree that it's Asa. It's only Mutter to do things on Friday for Shabbos, if Friday is Yom Tov, if you made an Erev Tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshilin, it's Asa. Some Rav Huna said like this, I'll tell you that the person did not make an Erev Tavshilin. So the question is, why does Beis Hillel say you're allowed to make Hatamon on Friday for Shabbos, you did not make an Erev Tavshilin? If a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, the Rabbonim will make it with him that he's allowed to cook or make Hatamon for the exact amount of food he needs to keep himself going for Shabbos. So the Mefarshim speak out that if you have neighbors that could cook for you and they made an Erev Tavshilin, they're nothing doing. You don't cook. Let somebody else cook for you because they made an Erev Tavshilin, they're allowed to cook for you. Talking about a case that you have nobody to cook for you. And if you don't cook now, you're going to go through Shabbos starving. So in such a case, the Rabbonim will make it for you. You're allowed to cook on Friday, even without an Erev Tavshilin, exactly what you need for Shabbos. So that's Beis Hillel Svarim. So we're talking about in the Mishnah, you do not make an Erev Tavshilin. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, nothing doing, you cannot make an atzmona, you can't wrap around the food today for tomorrow. And Beis Hillel says, yes, it's mutter k'dei chayiv. More of Rav Huna at the time, this is Rav Huna's teretz, and he goes according to Shita. The Yom Rav Huna said, Mi shaloi heniach, Eruv Tavshilin, is somebody that forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov, Oifin loi pas achat, you're allowed to bake for him, he's allowed to bake for himself even, one bread. O mevashlin loi k'dei rachas, he could cook for himself one kedera, One food he's allowed to.